Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Tim Oast and Paul McDonald welcome you to another version of Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast. Here he is, Paul McDonald. The jam.
I had toast this morning.
Did you have any jam?
No, I had peanut butter. Oh. I like peanut butter on my toast.
We're going to have to call this toast and peanut butter.
No, I'm not changing. No, maybe we'll call it Mr. Kringley will be peanut butter.
Or toast and nuts.
Well, I am that.
Yeah, you're kind of nuts. Oh, goodness. But we're broadcasting now from the Rhodes Science Center on the VCSU campus. Our executive producer, Austin Rogelstad. You can wave your hand. Wave so we know you're there. Okay, there he is.
VCSU grad and Highliner.
Yeah, we got the Highliner thing going here. We've got the Viking thing going here. We didn't get the Prez. We had him scheduled. Dr. Alan LaFave had a pop-up meeting, so we kind of lost out to that. Well, we'll get him. We'll get him one of these times.
He knows that he is in our sights.
He is marked.
And actually, I have got a great list from Mark Potts today on future guests that we can utilize down the road.
Very nice.
All right.
And Paul will give us a rundown of the local sports this past week. Our guest this morning, and you can pull up to the mic there, Tyler, a little bit. Tyler Van Bruggen, girls golf coach at Valley City High School. Tyler, nice to have you along.
Good to be here, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, Paul, let's get kind of a rundown of local sports first of all. Busy first week.
We'll have him do the golf when we get to that point.
Yeah.
We'll talk Highliners first. Of course, football season started on, second game, the home opener, Friday night. 2 hour and 1 minute weather delay. Did you stick around the whole time at all?
I hate to admit it, but once the rain started, we phoned our car, and then watching it on online became the option after that.
I'm sure our viewership did go up on the Highlander TV network with that. But
It was on at our house.
Yep, 2 hour and 1 minute weather delay. Mostly it was lightning. We did have about a 15-20 minute deluge where the rain came down heavy. But once kickoff got started at 9 o'clock, I thought I was doing a West Coast game there. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock kickoff, Highlanders taking on Langdon area. Munich, the number 2 ranked team in the state, 34-0 the final. Offense did show some signs. They moved the ball a little bit on the ground. Of course, Jackson Thornton, their starting quarterback senior, done for the year with a broken collarbone. Mm. So they had the makeshift Andrew Sikora stepped in and didn't do a bad job at quarterback. I found out he throws left-handed in baseball and throws a football right-handed. So when he threw his first pass, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. And now I remember him telling me that he was ambidextrous. So when it came to certain things, but 34-0 final. But again, they played well. Corbin Powell, by my stats, I haven't seen the official numbers yet, did have 121 yards rushing. They moved the ball a little bit on the ground. Still didn't have much on the passing game. Defense probably took a step back. They didn't play too poorly the first week, but last week, according to Coach Smith, probably took a little bit of a step back, falling again 34-0. This week, Sargent County comes in. A game on paper, winnable for the Highlanders. So we'll see.
I mean, they just finished with the top two teams in the state.
Exactly. So the two tough games are out of the way
now. Should get a little easier.
It should get a little easier from here on. And so that'll be coming up Friday night. 7 o'clock schedule. I don't see any weather coming in the forecast for this Friday night. And so that is what's going on for football. Volleyball still has not started. They will get started next Tuesday at Kindred for their opener. And then their home opener will be September 11th against Central Cass. So they are still in their preseason getting their team ready.
Tennis team picked up a win against Shanley.
South.
All right, was it South?
It was South, yep. Okay. They lost to Shanley, but came back and beat South 6-3 on last Tuesday, I believe, for their and that was on the road, so first win of the year there for Coach Nielsen and the tennis team, the boys' tennis team. They're on a 1-1 conference play. And a couple of wins, though, overall for the tennis team this season. And cross country, they were also on the road. They're always on the road when they run. Though they do have a home meet coming up here on September 20th at Bjornsen, the annual blue-white Bill Jansen run that they have coming up September 20th. That is going to be their first meet. So they are off and running, and two meets under the belt there for cross country.
Pardon the pun. Off and running.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I am a punny kind of guy. Good. I am a punny kind of guy. And golf has been the busiest of the Highliner sports team, and that's why we have Mr. T here.
Well, you know, Tyler likes busy. This guy is a busy body, and he loves busy. So, hey, give us a little rundown. What happened last week?
Yeah, last week we're coming off, well, to get started from the beginning, August 4th is when golf reports, and so you hear sports like volleyball, another fall sport that's only got a couple weeks before they even start. We only have a couple more meets left after they have their first one. So, yeah, busy, busy. Last week we went down to Edgley, our most recent meet.
I like that little course.
It is a fun little course. Yeah. They've got one hole, number three, is under construction right now. That's their long par five, so they played that as a par three. But on our online Wanamaker scoring app, it still showed a par five, so a lot of good scores were carded on that one. A couple threes, eagles looked really nice for us. But
it is a scoreable course. You know, you can score pretty good on that course.
Absolutely. If you got a decent driver, there's a couple par fours the boys especially are going for, but even a couple of longer-hitting girls are reaching in one. Some trouble areas if you go off to the right the whole way around the course. If you hit left, you're usually pretty open on that course, but sometimes playing off of a different fairway, though. So.
Yeah.
Girls had some success. As a team, it was the closest we've all finished from top to bottom. I think there's only about 10 to 12 strokes from our best golfer to our worst golfer that day. So they found a consistent success as a team that day.
Getting better.
And getting better, yes. We've had, in the last two meets, all but one of our golfers have scored career best rounds, and the one who didn't at least was a season best round, but she's still chasing her career low yet, too.
In the game of golf, we always like to see improvement.
Absolutely.
That hasn't happened to me this year, but you like to see that improvement.
Yeah, we strive for that. I remember the recap last year, I kind of went through their scores from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, and it was kind of an eye-opener to the girls to see, like, wow, I was really shooting in the 120s, 130s, some 140s at the beginning of the year, and coming to see those 100s, 105s, 115s at the end. You know, whether they felt that success or not, that's 20 to 30 strokes, and that's a big improvement over one season.
Yeah.
And I think, was it at Edgley, you had a season-low team score?
Yeah, 423, if I remember right, was our team score. And that's the lowest that I recall from, for sure, this season. I didn't look back to last season, but it might be a low for that, too.
Taylor, how many girls do you have out?
We have eight out this year. Kind of three seniors. Two of them are returning. Veronica Remick and Chloe Weiser are my returning seniors. And then Abby Wilmus decided to come out for the first time this year. And it's fun watching, well, all of them improve, but Abby being a first-year player, that improvement's coming quick for her. And so I'm excited to see her in the last couple meets here. She's improving by like 4 or 5 strokes per each meet as we go along. So.
You know, and that first year can be very intimidating.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And they all feel that first hole is intimidating. Yeah. Check in with them after the hole one. They're like, all right, I got that out of my way. Now we can concentrate on the rest of the meet. And they seem to do better holes 2 through 18.
Yeah, keeping it out of the water, keeping it out of the woods, keeping it out of the sand. You know, there's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Game of golf.
And I know with your JV, Katie Harris, a seventh grader, has actually been doing very well for you on the JV side.
Yeah, she's had a couple placings on the JV meets. I know she had one first, a second, and an eighth at least for sure, and maybe an additional place or two beyond that. But she's been doing really well.
And did you say the top 10 in Class B get medals too?
Yeah, they do that on the varsity and the JV level, which is kind of nice. Good to reward the kids for their efforts. So at the end of the meet, the teams all stick around and announce the medalists along with the next 9 placings after that. Get to go home with a little medal that they'll look back at and get to show their kids someday, hang at their graduation party, things like that. And that's something we didn't get at the Class A level. The meet was over, everybody took off, and we just didn't recognize the winners
at
that point. Yep.
Your medalist got something, I think, whoever your medalist was, but not the rest of the crew.
And we have a lot of good golfers all over the state, but I'm sure the level is a little different in the B level than the A.
Absolutely. We've got, you know, the top 10 to 15 at that B level in our region are pretty solid golfers. Mm-hmm. At our meet coming up on the 15th, the top 10 will make it to the state tournament. And I got a couple of girls on our Highliner team that are eyeing a spot in there. They fit in that probably 4 to 15 range any given day. You know, they might be 4, they might come in 20. So they might find themselves on the outside looking in. They might be in that top 10 and headed to Southart for state. But then after that, just the depth. It's same with every other sport. Some teams are showing up with only 2 golfers and not even turning in a team score, whereas I'd say probably about half the teams in our region actually have 6 full golfers on their roster.
And weather is such a key factor, too. Has the weather been good for you guys?
We've had a fantastic year weather-wise. Now, it seems like for tomorrow's meet in Cullum and Thursday's meet here in Valley City, we're going to have to have some hoodies on.
We're going to have wind factor. As a matter of fact, senior golf is at Bjornsson tomorrow.
I'm not
looking forward to the 40-mile-an-hour wind, but you know what that does sometimes? Makes you concentrate even more than with no wind. I have found that my scores can improve in the wind because you're just concentrating a little more.
I often like to use it as an excuse.
Yeah, a good excuse.
That's a good excuse.
would have played well if it weren't for the wind.
Yeah. Oh, that wind.
But it's North Dakota. Yeah. Usually you get wind every time you're out there. So.
Normally hit the ball straight, but it slices this time. That's the wind.
Yeah, it's got to be the wind.
Even if the wind's from the other direction.
Even if it's from the other direction.
But it's going to be cooler, too, and usually cooler weather means balls don't go quite as far.
Yep. That can be helpful, too, sometimes, because you're not going as far into the rough or into the trees. So, playing under control and making solid ball contact is the number one thing we approach our game with.
And this has probably been one of the better summers for courses as far as what kind of shape they're in.
Yeah.
With all the rain that we've had.
Pretty much all the way around. You know, Valley City, Bjornsson's in excellent shape right now. Looking forward to going to play that. We played Cullum this summer just kind of with my daughter and I and a couple friends. That was in great shape. And everyone we've been to, with the exception of maybe a couple holes that are being remodeled or reworked on here and there, the courses have all been really great.
All right. Good enough.
And is there a region that we're in? That you would go, so we kind of know what other teams were in this region?
We got put into Region 3, and it's primarily southwest of here. The only ones north of us, we've got Griggs, Mid-Cota, and Carrington. Everybody else is our Oaks, Lemoore, Napoleon, Edgley, Cullum, Steele, which is Kidder County, Strasburg, Zeeland, South Border, and Linton. I think I've got them all, but kind of out in that area.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Where will that be again? The region?
We have our first state qualifying meet tomorrow in Cullum, and that's the individual qualifier. So you have to shoot within 15 strokes of par to qualify at that one. We've got a couple girls that might be able to make that if they have really good rounds. Certainly doable. The wind might not help them get that low score. But after the Cullum one on Thursday or on tomorrow, then we come back here for a regular season meet at Bjornsson, kind of a warm-up meet, because the next two Mondays are the individual qualifier at Bjornsson again, another one where we got to shoot within 15 of par. And then the following Monday, the 15th, is our state team qualifier. They're the top three teams. Anybody shooting within 15 strokes of par, or our top 10 finishers at that one, or anybody within 10 of the medalist. Okay. So in the event that we have bad weather and the medalist shoots 85, well, then anybody that's a 95 or under is going to qualify. So
I like the format of more than just one chance, especially with the singles.
Yeah, you can have a bad day and your dreams of playing in state go up in smoke. It's nice to have multiple opportunities. And for our senior and junior heavy team this year, three seniors, three juniors, it's going to be nice to be able to play that team qualifier at Bjornsson.
So the players know their goals. What about the coach? Coach's goal. What do you want to see here?
Sometimes the coach's goal is to make it through the season. day to day, it's kind of a roller coaster. My goals are more long-term than individual season goals. I want to see the players have an appreciation for the sport. You know, I look back at high school, and I loved basketball, and I loved football, and I still love them to this day, but I haven't put on a helmet and shoulder pads since I was a senior in high school. I don't intend on doing it anytime soon. But golf is a sport that I've kept with and really kept working on my craft. I'm probably a better golfer today than I was in high school.
I'm not going to play you. I've seen him hit the ball.
Getting the appreciation and love for the sport. I want those girls to come away thinking, man, I really had a good time. Coach appreciated me and helped me get better. If I can get any of them to qualify for state or place in the top 10 along the way, that's just
icing
for the cake.
And growing the program.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. We had five last year, and we lost one. So I was a little nervous coming into this year with only four returners, and we came in with nine. One decided she wanted to go up for cross country instead, and that's okay. I was glad she tried it, and she said maybe next year we'll see. So eight was an acceptable goal for me. I'm kind of shooting for that 12 range. 12 would be a nice size program for a school our size.
Success is catchy. Program growth is catchy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that eight, that is junior varsity, varsity combined, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. I've been taking six on their varsity meets and two playing kind of JV. And both of those could step in and fill a role in their varsity if needed. They just need to get the confidence in themselves to be able to do it.
Right.
I've got more confidence in them than I think they do in themselves.
Sure.
But that'll come.
Nice.
Wow.
But it's already almost done.
I remember some of our kids, and I say our kids, like Shane and Travis and all those kids, they were eighth graders when they stepped on the course to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hoagie was a senior.
Yeah, yeah.
So how intimidated do you think they were?
Yeah, because they were competing against him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that picture is still hanging in the clubhouse at Jensen. I point that out to the girls. I said, we've done this before in Valley City. We can do it again.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Definitely. It's very doable. Tyler, anything else?
No, just looking forward to a fun end of the season. Mm-hmm. Keep thinking about that Highlander golf team out there in these windy days ahead. And Pheasant Country Golf Course in Southart on the 29th and 30th of September will be our state finish, and we're done by October 1st.
It's a nice little course, too. I like that.
I haven't played it yet, but I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah. I think, as a matter of fact, a kid from Ellendale is either the manager or has a big part in that course. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Good.
Tyler, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a pickup. He was a quick pickup.
He was a quick pickup, yeah. Went to the bullpen.
Glad to make it on short notice. Happy to be here, and thanks for the opportunity.
You filled in just great.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely did.
Very good. Thank you, Tyler. You can stick around, or I know you work. You have a job too, another job.
Yeah, better get on the road. So, okay, yeah, appreciate you having me today, and happy to come back again sometime.
Good luck, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, how about the VCSU Vikings? Boy, tough loss in Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped out early,
17-15 at half, down two. Mm-hmm. Pick six, you take that away, and that kind of hurt them a little bit.
So, how would you grade the Vikings that first game? What kind of a grade would you give them?
Offensively, their running game wasn't there except for Joey Cave, their starting quarterback. They say he was dual threat. That's what, when he came in, we're talking dual threat. 19 of 32, 228 yards, touchdown, but had two picks. The pick six and then another one. He was trying to go for Jake Deutsch around the end zone. It was intercepted by the same guy. He had two interceptions. But he also had 59 yards rushing. He was up at about 77, 78 rushing. Then some sacks backed him off a little bit.
Okay.
So offensively, I'd give him maybe a B, possibly. Maybe a C plus B. Defense didn't look as good as I thought that they would be for that first game. Though they had, four sacks in the game. So I think defense probably is on a C for the defense.
Okay.
Now they've got Augsburg Thursday.
MIAC?
MIAC, NCAA Division III. This is the Ag Bowl, 7th annual Ag Bowl.
Winnable game.
Winnable. Last year we won 24-14 on the road at Augsburg. And they got a new coach this year.
Okay.
And so definitely a winnable game.
We have another Thursday.
Another
contest?
Thursday. Yep, 6 o'clock Thursday at Dakota Bank Field, Lockin Stadium. So Ag Bowl again. So there'll be tailgating and meal beforehand.
Is there any reason for the Thursday night games?
No, I'm not sure. If it's just, I know a lot of major college football are starting.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Like the Gophers had their first game of the year, I believe, on Thursday. It's just it started. About 10, 15 years ago, they always had that one Thursday game to kick off the season.
Right.
But now a lot of schools figure, let's go on Thursday, an extra couple of days of rest and practice before the next game. And it's always a preseason. You're never going to see conference games on Saturday, those preseason games that they'll have Thursday nights.
And Viking fans are ready. I mean, they're going to pack that place.
Yeah.
You know they will.
And it's going to be, even at 6 o'clock, it'd still be a nice night. Temperature's going to probably be around 60 degrees. Come kickoff, but definitely get into the hack, get into Lockin Stadium and see the new turf. Mm-hmm. First game that we played on this new turf, and looking forward to it. And I'm ready to get going with it.
Like my German friends would say, bring a jacket.
You're going to want to bring a jacket, absolutely. But again, tailgating, meal, a lot of stuff going on beforehand.
Yeah.
Kickoff at 6 o'clock.
It's a social event.
It is a social event. And then volleyball, also a busy week. They've got tomorrow night, Wednesday, with Mayville State. And then Friday night, Montana Northern. And then Montana Tech on Saturday. And those two teams are ranked in the top 20. So that'll be a couple of tough ones this weekend at the bubble. And then Thursday, of course, Wednesday night also at the bubble against Mayville State. That is a 7 o'clock first serve against the Comets.
Mm.
So a busy 4 days here.
Yeah, no
for Highland, or for Viking sports. Nothing for cross country. Golf Actually, I do want to mention golf. They're coming off a two-day tournament in Mandan and Bismarck here this Friday, Saturday. It was the VCSU invite. And out of eight teams, the men took third. Very good showing for Coach Haas and his men. And you were talking about, you know, from southeast part of the state, Zach St. Albin, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, out of Ashley, North Dakota, tied the school record for 18 holes, carded a 67.
Nice.
At the Tom O'Leary Golf Course in Bismarck on Saturday. Was also nominated for a Golfer of the Week this week. So he was a 148 total, tied for seventh. Sydney Carlson on the women's side, tied for ninth. With her two-day total of, I want to say 152, something like that for her two-day total, but that was tied for ninth.
Okay, so he had a 67 and an
81.
81, okay.
81 in Mandan. They played two different courses.
Where in Bismarck?
It was Tom O'Leary.
Tom O'Leary, okay.
Tom O'Leary is in Bismarck, and then they had on Mandan was on Friday, and then Bismarck on Saturday.
Is that Prairiewood, or what do they call that?
Yeah, I want to say, I think it was Prairiewood and Mandan, okay. Yep. Yeah. And now this weekend, it's a Sunday, Monday, they'll be back at it. They'll be at Pebble Lake in Fergus Falls for the M State, that's Fergus Falls Community College, the M State Spartan Invite. Mm-hmm. So they'll be over there on Sunday. So that is what's going on for golf. Again, cross country, they are still about a week or two away from getting started on the cross country season.
Just getting their miles in.
They're getting their running in now. They're getting their running in. So that's get you caught up on what's going on with VCSU athletics.
Okay. You know, we're without Dr. Lefebvre today. He had a meeting pop up, and we've got all kinds of things to talk about there. It's been very positive here at Valley City State this year. Just one thing after the other. I had a list, a page and a half long.
I bet you did.
Of items that we were going to talk about. We'll get to those.
And it might get added to in the next week.
Yes. It's amazing. There's so many good things here that you just got to brag about.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It's a good time to be in Valley City.
And I believe it's, what is it, the summer thing, the Vikes.
Vikes on summer. Vikes on Central. That's September 11th.
Yeah.
That's coming up September, which is next
week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, next Thursday. And that's always fun. They walk from the footbridge and walk right straight down Central Avenue. And
led by Dr. Lefebvre.
He usually is leading the pack.
Yep,
I might be seen mingled in there somewhere. Yeah. You might see me sprinkled in there walking as well. That's kind of far for an old guy like me that's out of shape, but
You'll get it.
I'll do what I can, and then I'm going to walk right to, all the way to the hack for volleyball later on that evening.
Well, you could always ride the Viking ship.
I could. I could be the lead rower.
Yeah. Okay.
I could do that.
All right. Well, other sports, NDSU football, they win over the weekend, beat Citadel.
38-0.
38-0.
Yeah.
UND, though, almost pulled a big one off in Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas State wins 38-35. I thought UND was going to win that game.
Wow.
Was I giving my brother a rough time about that?
Oh, I bet.
And he says, I don't know what's going on. You know, these Kansas State people, you compare the two, Kansas State players and UND players, you're talking about half the money that the UND players are making compared to Kansas State. But they finally pulled it off at the end. I don't know. We'll see what happens. UND's better, though.
Yeah.
They're a better football team.
Now, this Romfro from Velva was the starting quarterback.
Right. No.
Or did he
Kaminsky is the starting quarterback. He's from Wisconsin.
So Romfro was moved back.
Yes. He's back up now.
Okay.
And this Kaminsky played a whale of a game.
Nice.
His first collegiate start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
look at that.
I'm looking for bigger things out of UND this year.
All right. Coach Schmidt's got them going early on.
Got them going. The defense was good.
Yeah.
Offense, I tell you what, they were pushing Kansas State around, and I'm going, wow, this is impressive. If they can carry that over into the league, into the Missouri Valley.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Twins are still falling.
I have completely forgotten about the Minnesota Twins right now, which is odd for me. I still follow them all the way until the end of the year, but I have gone off. I completely forgot about the Twins.
And Eric Kringley.
Oh, yeah.
Having good times in Boston. They keep winning.
Got a foul ball this weekend,
too.
He got a foul ball. Now, I thought Kai probably caught it and gave it to him. So we'll have to get the true story next week when he gets back. But he was showing it on social media. He said, first time in my life, and he was holding a major league ball, unless someone just handed him a ball. But we don't know if it was a foul ball or not.
All kinds of fun in Beantown.
Yeah, they were up in the monster seats.
They were.
That first day. So.
Yeah, don't look over.
No, don't look down.
Don't look down. You'll fall. Again, Twins falling, but the Vikings open their season next Monday, this week, and then Monday.
The 9th, yep.
Monday against the Bears.
Oh, the 8th, actually. Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
I don't know. You know, a lot of unanswered questions with the Vikes. Haven't heard a lot, but we do have two local boys back in purple. Carson Wentz, backup quarterback. And then we have Adam Thielen back from Carolina.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty good for the Vikes. I always liked him.
Well, they're going to need another good receiver with Jordan Addison, out the first three games, serving a suspension.
Yep.
And so I think they were looking to try to get somebody in, and they did. It's finally pulled
Shields
the trigger.
They can't find purple uniforms for Thielen and Wentz fast enough.
I bet not. So I don't know. Did someone else have grab 19 after he left? Did he get it back?
I think he got it back.
Okay.
And Wentz is 11.
11, yeah, which is what he was in college, if memory serves. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So we've got the first game on Monday night. Our J.J. McCarthy will be debuting. I'll be interested to see they got to have a running game because if – you know, you got to have that for the rookie quarterback. I don't care how good he is.
And a line.
They got to have the line. Aaron Jones has got to come up big. They got to have that ground game to balance things out.
And the big trade over the weekend, of course, Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons goes
Packer.
To Green Bay.
Oof.
I don't think he wanted to do that.
I would love to know what was the thought process.
Packers.
Sending your best player.
Yeah. Packers gave up a lot.
Yeah.
What, first-round choices? I don't know.
I think Jerry he's got some funny things going on there in his life right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear our quiz?
Yes.
Yeah, our quiz is coming up from my granddaughters, Liz and Fran.
It's not a quiz. This is a question, a joke, right?
It's a joke.
Joke slash,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, their parents, Jake and Tiffany, proud VSU alum as well. They went to school here.
All right.
And I think my daughter spent a lot of time in the Rhodes Science Center.
Okay.
In that field.
Sure.
What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock? What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock? Do you know the answer on that?
Hands up.
Look, Grandpa, no hands.
I knew hands had to be part of
it. Yeah, you were close.
I was in the right neighborhood.
So what did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock? Look, Grandpa, no hands. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Like that one.
That's a good one.
I really like
that's
that one.
That's a good one.
Let's do today in sports history. On this day, 1946, golfer Ben Hogan wins the Golden State Open at California Country Club in L.A., his third consecutive PGA event and 11th title of the season. Second time that year he wins three straight tournaments. He dominated. 1960. American sprinter Wilma Rudolph wins the coveted 100-meter gold medal at the Rome Olympics in 11 flat, and first of three gold medals for Rudolph. 62, you feel a little more at home with this one. St. Louis first baseman Stan Musial's records his 3,516th hit in the Cards' loss versus the Mets, and takes Tris Speaker into second place behind Ty Cobb on the MLB all-time list.
And so number one for National League hitters then, because Cobb spent his entire career in the American League.
Yes. 1965, Chicago Cubs slugger Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub, hits MLB 400th career home run. And let's see, 1974 PGA Tournament Players Championship, Atlanta Country Club, Jack Nicklaus wins the inaugural event, first of his three TPC titles, two strokes ahead of runner-up J.C. Snead. And your Yankees, 1978. Right fielder Reggie Jackson hits his 20th home run of the season in a 6-2 home win over Seattle. 19th MLB player to hit 20 home runs in 11 straight years. That's an accomplishment.
Oh.
Birthdays today.
All right.
Born on this day, 1937, American organizer of the 1984 L.A. Olympics and commissioner of baseball. Do you know who he is?
What year?
He was born in 1937.
Oh, Peter Ubroth?
Peter Ubroth.
Ubroth,
yes.
Yeah, it was the L.A. The Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's right.
And 1941, John Thompson, Jr., born on this day, Hall of Fame coach, Georgetown. They won a title, tournament title, 1984.
Yeah.
And on this day, 1948, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's 77, huh?
77. Huh. Yeah. A lot of honors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Super Bowls. What? One, two,
four.
Three, four. Yeah. Four Super Bowls. Jimmy Connors turned 72 today.
Uh-huh.
8-time Grand Slam winner.
He was my favorite growing up.
Yeah. 109 titles overall.
Okay.
Eric Dickerson, 64 today. Hall of Fame running back. Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Other birthdays. Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
60. Mark Harmon, 73. He wanted to be a hockey player.
Well, he was a football player because his dad is Tom Harmon that played University of Michigan, and he quarterbacked at UCLA for 2 years.
Earl Pomeroy, another VCSU alum.
Yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today, a politician.
Yeah.
From 1993 to 2011. Born in Valley City, by the way. And VCSU alum.
Yeah.
VCSU alum.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Earl Pomeroy.
Interesting.
I was looking at a lot of people that have graduated from Valley City State. Some pretty impressive names roll off that list. Ployer was the music, a lot of music that bands play.
Okay.
Went to school here. Ployer was the last name.
Okay.
Tom Kleppe was a politician from South Dakota. Went to school here. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that name. But yeah, some pretty impressive names over the years.
And there are a lot of teachers all over the country that...
Known for its teaching.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And that's one person I'd like to get on is our the School of Education, the VP at School of Education. Get him on this show. Talk about McCarthy Hall. They're going to have its grand opening, ribbon cutting coming up here in September. And talk about the renovations of McCarthy Hall.
Yeah, and doesn't Al Olson play quite a part there in the student teaching section of the teaching... The education.
Education, yeah.
Used to be a basketball coach here.
The women's basketball coach here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one other golf thing I want to bring up to you real quick. Just like I like to throw out big numbers.
Uh-oh.
Scottie Scheffler, number one golfer right now.
Yeah, he's a machine.
He needs to stay the number one golfer every week for the next 10 years to tie Tiger Woods for the most consecutive weeks at number one.
How many years?
The next decade. From now until 2035, he's got to be the number one golfer every week for the next 10 years.
Man, does that put things into perspective
of
what kind of a golfer Tiger Woods was?
Exactly.
Man.
There's something for you.
Tiger probably won't win a major anymore.
No, he'll be stuck at, 13, 14, 15, whatever, three behind Nicklaus.
Yeah, I think 18 for Nicklaus, 15 for Tiger.
Yep.
And I think he's working with his son.
Those back injuries just...
Too much.
Yep, came too much.
That accident kind of put him away.
Didn't help.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
Well, don't forget for Viking Athletics, too, a little bit interesting this year. We've got hometown ticketing. You can go online and get your tickets. If you go to our website at vccuvikings.com, stories about upcoming volleyball and football coming up, just go there. There's a place you can click on. You can get your tickets online so you don't have to stand in line and wait. You can get your tickets right now. And just go to vccuvikings.com.
And homecoming coming up this month, too.
The 27th of September is homecoming.
100th year?
We are celebrating 100 years. 100 years of celebrating being a Viking. Not just Viking, not Viking Athletics, just but the name Viking from February 1925. That's when it came up.
Wow.
Students came up with this, and they were heading to Jamestown for a game, and just students wanted a mascot, and they came up with this. Steve Olson, who's, of course, the assistant athletic director here at VCSU, we're going to get him on to talk about all of the great things that we have planned. If you go to our social media pages on Facebook and on Twitter today, we have got our lore, Viking lore. And today it's talking about lemon drops. You'll have to read about that. It's about lemon drops that, and Dr. John Govan providing lemon drops for the football team. So just go on to our Facebook page and on to X, as it's called now, and read about lemon drops. And there's a little snippet in there. Dr. Govan wrote a poem, Ode to Jim Dew. And there's a little snippet in there from that.
Wow.
And then if you are a VCSU alum and you've got some Viking lore as a great story, you can send it to Steve Olson, and we will put it on our social media, and we'll have a picture of the day. We've got a picture of the day out there right now, and you got to figure out where it is. It's somewhere on campus. It's hanging somewhere on campus.
Picture of you?
Oh, gosh, no. No. Oh, well, that's in the post office, so that's another story. This is a picture of...
I thought I saw that picture somewhere.
Yeah, there's a bunch of numbers under my name, but you go, it's somewhere on campus. You can
what are you
find
doing
us.
In stripes?
Oh, I look good in stripes. They're very slimming. And so and that's something else we're doing. But yes, 100 years of Viking football. Homecoming coming up September 27th. Hall of Fame induction ceremony on the 26th. We've got five individuals and a couple of teams that are going in,
okay.
Including Jill DeVries, former athletic director. And women's basketball coach, winningest coach, women's basketball coach here at VCSU.
She did spend a few years here.
Yeah, and national tournaments, I think four or five that she led the team to. So a lot going on at VCSU in the coming days and months. And we'll get Steve Olson on, talk a bit more about all the things we've got planned celebrating 100 years of being Vikings.
Yeah, boy. And it stuck.
It did.
It stuck.
It stuck.
Boy. And I like the way they use the different items around it, you know, to name it and have all the fun with it. The Vikes.
Well,
the
I know.
The rowing thing.
The rowing thing.
We all row.
The Frontier Conference absolutely loves that mantra, we all row. Nobody rides on this boat. We all row. And the Frontier Conference loved that when they had media day for football and volleyball.
Okay. Very good. And we're off and running.
Yes.
Frontier, were there any conference games?
No, these are all non-conference.
Okay.
So we'll get started with conference games coming up here in a couple of weeks. And it's kind of funny. Our first conference game, I think, is Mayville State. That's our first Frontier Conference game.
But, you know, they could be one of our older rivals.
Yeah. And they
now, because Jamestown is gone.
Because Jamestown's gone. They are really, and they're going to be our rivals.
Do we still do the mayor thing? The Mayor's Cup?
I'm assuming so. I asked somebody if there's any kind of a trophy, traveling trophy. And the paint bucket is the only one that this person could remember.
Yeah, but we used to do the Mayor's Cup, and it's not that old.
Okay.
I think it was around the flood time or something.
Sure,
but
sure.
Yeah, the Mayor's Cup.
Okay.
And we had, was it Chaffee's time?
Mm-hmm.
Chaffee? I think it was around her time.
Okay.
Where they started this... Mayor's Cup.
I'll have to dig into it.
Chafee, and then we had Steve after that. Steve. Oh, my name isn't...
You didn't write it down.
Yeah, I should have. Oh, boy.
But there you have it.
Tough there's getting older, right?
There's a little last thought here for you.
Hmm.
It was a long thought, but there it is.
Yeah, long thought.
Sorry about that.
Can you fix that?
Can you chop that one up for us?
Or just take it out. Okay, well, hey, again... we couldn't get Dr. Lefebvre today. We'll have him in here soon. And we want to thank our executive producer. Eric Kringley's not here, by the way. He's somewhere in between Boston and here,
He's in slumberland right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
They couldn't get out of Boston, I guess.
Yeah, they're in Chicago. They got home wee hours.
Oh, they did make it back.
I believe they're in their wee hours of this morning. Yes.
Austin Rogelstad, thank you so much. Doing a great job back there. He's our executive producer today. And again, thanks to Tyler Van Bruggen. Mm. The Valley City High School girls golf coach in his first year.
Second.
Oh, is it second?
This is number two for him.
Number
two. Yep.
Okay. Where was that last year? What
I don't know.
Sometimes the mind can play tricks on you.
It can.
Time goes so fast.
Yeah, it does.
It's incredible. I mean, let's see. Been in Moorhead now for almost a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there it goes.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Do want to throw out some thoughts and prayers. A good friend Mike Bishop is going to be battling some cancer here, and hope things go well for him. And, of course, our good buddy Glenn in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah,
I know
Glenn.
He's got tabs on what number it is. I don't know.
This is 83.
83.
This is 83.
Way to remember.
Right around the holidays, we're going to hit 100.
What's that?
I think it'll be right around the holidays we will get to that 100.
100 mark. We'll have to celebrate that big time.
Yep,
we'll have a
bunch
of people in here. Big cake.
Big cake, maybe crackers, cheese.
Yeah.
Party. I don't know if we can have food in this room, but probably
I'm
going
to say hi to my good old football coach, too, Lee Alger, who lives in Minneapolis as well. Hey, hope you guys are enjoying, and we always love you listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back again next week. What?
And just don't forget, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to the to our podcast, the Toast and Jam.
Yeah.
We do appreciate all of our subscribers. We have toastandjam.com, another place you can see it. And coming to a college website near you.
Yeah, BCSU.
Yeah, we'll be on there video streaming as well from time to time. So just keep that in your pocket. But don't forget to like us, subscribe us, or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And then you'll get to see us in living color.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, good for you guys.
And then you'll go, now I know why they have a face for radio.
That's why they're in radio. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Very good. Hey, that's going to do it for Toast and Jam this week. You have a great week. We are going to say bye-bye for now.